Today I'd like to explore with you the meaning of commitment. Commitment. And I'd like to explore the role of commitment in our lives. Today, if you have your Bibles, the text is from the book of Psalms. 31st chapter and the 5th verse. The book of Psalms, 31st chapter and the 5th verse. If you don't have your Bibles, please stand and join us in reading. 31st chapter and the 5th verse. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. You may be seated. Let's look at that a little closer. He said, into your hand, O Lord, I commit my spirit, my life, my all. You have saved me. Lord, you have redeemed me. You have pulled me out of the pit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm yours. Now, that's commitment. The first and most important lesson in commitment is the sacrifices of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No greater love, no greater commitment to us than the God-man who laid down his life for us. But first, he spent his entire life teaching.
Yes.
Since he was a little boy, teaching, showing us the way, shining his light through the darkness of life onto the proper path for Christians. He didn't get married, didn't have children, didn't accumulate wealth. All he did was teach and be crucified. The story of Jesus' life on earth is the greatest story of commitment that I can think of. It's the perfect example of commitment from start to finish. And when you say start to finish, it's important to look at his last words, the last words of Jesus on this day. If you look at Luke 23rd chapter and the 46th verse, you can read it. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Jesus' last words, think about it. What was on his mind in those moments before his death? Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. The first thing, the last thing, the only thing on Jesus' mind was his commitment to God. Jesus' life is also the story of God's commitment to us. God the Father gave his son that we might be redeemed. God the Son gave his blood that we might be redeemed and saved. There's nothing complicated. There's nothing hard to understand about what the word directs us to do. We must commit ourselves, our lives, our spirits, our all, to our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, Lord.
Yes.
Just like Jesus committed his spirit to God. Now, the And it's really the question of life. The question is, how do we commit ourselves to the Master? I'm glad you asked. I have an answer for you.
All right. Okay.
I propose three steps to our commitment to God. And it's not rocket science. It's not a mystery hidden behind a bush or under a rock. The first step of these three steps, the first step is that we must commit to God through obedience.
Amen.
Just obey his rules. Obey his laws. You know, I mean, we all grew up with it.
Yes, sir.
Do unto others as you have them do unto you.
All right.
Yeah. Thou shalt not. All 10 of them.
That's right. All
10
of them.
All 10 of them.
That's right.
Those are his laws.
That's right.
Those are his rules. All we have to do is obey them. Now, a lot of folks like to emphasize God's grace. And a lot of other folks like to emphasize God's forgiveness. But before we rely on grace and on forgiveness, too many of us overlook obedience. Please go back to the Old Testament and read some of the things that can happen to folks who don't obey his rule. You start with Adam and Eve. Evicted. From the Garden of Eden. Obey him. That's the first step in committing your life to our Redeemer. The next step, the second step, is committing to your relationships on this earth. I'm talking about children obeying their parents, respecting their parents, loving their parents, honoring their mother and their father. And I'm talking about parents bringing up their children in the Word. Parents bringing up their children in the church. I'm talking about those fathers who made babies and then leave the raising of those babies to someone else. Those fathers who leave the disciplining of their children to someone else, to the point where we have a bunch of young people who do not know how to behave in school, don't know how to behave in church, don't know how to behave on the streets with police. You know, I've been stopped by police in my lifetime more than 200 times. A bunch of those times I got arrested. And most of that was back in the 50s and 60s when cops were rough. But I'm still alive. I'm alive because I didn't, because my mom and my daddy taught me to respect authority. I didn't fight with the police. I didn't fuss with the police. If I had to assert my rights, I asserted my rights from the courtyard, because I knew I couldn't assert my rights from the graveyard. Respecting our parents, respecting our teachers, respecting authority, respecting our pastor. All of that is part of being committed to your relationships, and being committed to your relationships is part of your commitment to God. But the biggest problem in relationships is being committed in marriage. Over the last 49 years of practicing law, I have handled more than 5,000 divorces, including some of them. And this guy, I'm talking talking about something that I know about. Not something I read about. I was able to save several hundred marriages, but still, more than half of the marriages in this country end up in divorce. Sometimes it's another woman. Sometimes it's another man. Sometimes it's domestic violence. Sometimes it's financial problems. But every time, it is a lack of commitment on the part of either or both of those partners. The word is very clear about the relationships between parents and children. It's clear about the about respect for authority. And it's clear about marriage. Where a man and a woman, a man and a woman. That's what it says in the where a man and a woman promise till death do us part. And 3 months later, they in the lawyer's office. Before you get married, before you jump into bed, talk to each other, get to know each other. Learn about your partner.
Talking, man.
About your goals and your desires and your needs. And please get married before you have children. It is so much easier than that. I know what I'm talking about. The first step is your commitment to God. The second step is your commitment to your relationships. The third step is your commitment to yourself. A lot of people don't think about it. How you need to commit to yourself as you move through life. Part of the growing up process is analyzing yourself, getting to know yourself, and making commitments to yourself to get where you're going. And when you commit to yourself, you have to commit to several things, but as always, seek first the Word. The Word says that the path of life will be challenged. The path will sometimes be smooth and sometimes it'll be crooked. Sometimes it'll be easy, sometimes it'll be rough. But it will always be filled with challenges, with trials and tribulations. It's right there in Romans. In the 5th chapter of Romans, the 3rd and 4th verses, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. In tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. The Word says that you will face tribulations in life, and He designed it that way. The Word says that tribulations are supposed to teach you patience. Tribulations worketh patience. It says it right there in Romans. But then it says, and patience.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.